Hello, and welcome to part 8342 of Web Intersect, where we're learning how to build a really complex social networking website. This is part 9,432,830,452. Part. Okay, when we last left off, we had created a page called editsettings.php here. And that page, you're going to put all of the things, like the private settings for everyone's account. So, in my edit settings page, I'm going to have change password and delete account, just to start off with. So, what's going to happen is, when they put in their current password and their new password, and what I'm going to show you in this lesson is how to parse this out. After they put in the current password, then they create new password and confirm their new password that they want to create. They press change password, it'll go to a script called edit settings parse. And if you look at the code here in Dreamweaver, form action edit settings parse. So when they press this submit button down here, it's going to go to edit settings parse and send all of this form data to edit settings parse so we can pick it up, parse it out to the database, and then give them a display message on message2user.php, that universal page that just shows the user a message that we want. We'll send them a message saying your account settings have been updated, click here, and which will send them maybe to their profile or maybe back to the edit settings page or the edit profile page. And on edit profile, I added the link right here, which this link has been here for a while, but I made it active now. And in the code view, you can see edit account settings, that link goes to editsettings.php, which is this page here, lets them change their password, yada 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 yada. So that's pretty much the summary of how it will work, and now I'm going to show you how to do it. So let's file, new, create a new PHP page, and go to the code view. Zap all of this stuff out of here because we don't need it. This page is going to be all PHP script and no HTML. So we'll start our PHP block, or if you're in Dreamweaver, you could actually go up to here, if you're in Dreamweaver CS4, and you can insert your PHP, some commonly used PHP items using these buttons up here, and experiment with them to see what it gives you. There's all kind of stuff for cookies and session, all kind of neat stuff, but I'm just gonna put in a PHP block. And inside the first block, we're going to make sure they're logged in. So we can go to the edit settings page of the code view and just borrow that code here. And member login, check right there, session, pop it right in. So if they are not logged in as a logged in user with a session, then we exit the script, send them the message to user and tell them only site members can do that, blah blah blah. And let's go ahead and file, save this file as let's save this as web intersect root. Okay, this is edit settings parse. Underscore parse. Whoa, that's all messed up. Edit settings parse. Okay, so all we have to do now is pick up the variables when they come in. So we're going to create an if conditional here to pick up that certain set. And we're going to make this script look for certain sets of information coming in. That way it doesn't have to parse out a huge script. It'll just parse it out in sections like we've been doing kind of all through the lesson. And some of our parsing scripts. So we'll say if right here code, we have a hidden variable of name is parse and the value is pass change. That's good, we can use that. Edit settings parse, if post underscore POST, and this is going to be the variable coming from that form, that hidden variable that we just looked at, and it's going to be named parse. So we're going to say if the posted variable parse is equal to pass change, grab that with Control C, pass change. So if the posted variable parse coming from the form it equals pass change, we're going to run this section of code. Everything that's in between this little nest here. So in this section, the first thing we want to do is gather the posted variables from the form. Okay, so we're gathering the current password, whatever they typed in. Here, let me show you here in split view. This one is named current pass. This one is named new pass 1. This one is named new pass 2. So when the person clicks change password, those three variables are going to be sent to this edit parse, and it's going to, we're going to gather them right here. Current pass, new pass 1, new pass 2. And put them in local variables right there to work with them easier. So basically you're just taking the posted variable and kind of transforming it into a local variable in PHP so you can work with it a little more easily. And we also want to gather the session ID number for this user who's logged in. So you can say here let's just say ID. ID equals the session ID. So this will be for this logged in member. We grab their session ID. Okay, now that we have the three pieces of data that we need coming from that form, which is their current password, their new password, and their confirmed password, confirmed new password, and their session ID, we also need that. We're going to pop in the script that's going to take care of changing their password and checking a couple things, and then I'm going to walk you through it line by line. So right here at line 17, I'm going to pop it in, and it extends to line 44. So right there, 17 to 44 is what I just put in, right there. So the first section of it is if the new password does not equal confirmed password, we give the message to user, create new password and confirm new password did not match. And we exit the script. We send them to the message-to-user.php page. It also has a link in there to edit-settings.php so they can try again. And so if they do match, we continue on. So after that, we're going to connect to the database because we're going to have to run a couple of queries. We don't have to worry about cleansing this data, this input, too much because it's going to be hashed up right here. We're going to hash it up so we can check it against what's in the database. So the hash the current pass in this line, and we hash the new pass in this line. So with the hash current pass, we do a MySQL query. So we select all from my members where ID equals this member's ID, and password equals the hashed current pass. We should get a result of 1 from this query. So right here, we put that result in this variable. So in this condition right here, we can say if that result is not equal to 1, or my condition is if that variable is greater than 0, then we can do what we need to do because all would be good. So you can write this a couple of different ways, but basically if this is supposed to equal a 1, if everything is right, then this will match. This condition right here will be true, because pass num check will be greater than 0 because it will be a 1. So we run the MySQL update, my members set password to the hash new pass, and that's what changes their password right there, that line. That actually performs the password change in the database. Then we give them a message, your password has been changed successfully. Click here to go to your profile. Then we exit the script. And then this last little section, this else condition, part of the condition, would be given to them if this passNum check was not greater than 0, or was not greater than 0. If it's equal to 0, if we got a result from this line of 0, then this condition wouldn't be met here, it would be false, so this else would run. And we say your current password did not match what we have on file. So here, when they type in their current password, if that doesn't match what their current password actually is, then we can't change their password because something's screwy there. They don't even know what their current password is. Then they should run the forgot your password script, which I'll be showing you guys very soon, actually. But that's everything. That will effectively change the password, and we're going to test it out right now. Let's FTP edit settings parse, edit settings, and edit profile. So here I am at Web Intersect at my profile. I'll go to edit profile, and now we should have a new link here. It says edit account settings. Let's go to that. I'm going to type in my current password. My new password, and then confirm my new password. See if it works. Your password has been changed successfully. Click here to go to your profile. Let's go to edit profile again, edit account settings. Let's put a password in that's not my current password. See what happens. Your current password did not match what we have on file. So you can see everything's working just dandy. So that concludes this part. And in the next part, we're going to show you how to, on that same script, the edit settings, where are we? Edit settings page, right under the change your password here, we're going to have a little form for deleting their account. So somebody can completely delete their account and get out of Dodge. All right, we'll see you in the next lesson.